He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's so worthy. Come on now. He's so worthy. Come on now. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Come on. Lift your hands and begin to magnify the Lord. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants or his people. Because we know God didn't create us as servants. He created us as sons who are the direct descendants, the divine ones, purpose to receive the inheritance of the kingdom of God. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on now. It's okay. It's okay to give him praise. Come on now. Give him praise. Come on now. Give him praise. Come on now. Give him praise. Listen, he sees what you're going through, but can you praise him anyhow? Can you praise him anyway, even though you don't see no way out? Because I promise you, if you begin to praise God, God, listen, he'll make your way of escape. He will give you the strategy and the plans to take care of any and every situation that you're going through. Come on now, you, oh my God, my God. Someone has to join in with me and just say, Lord, I thank you that you always hear me. That's what Jesus did. Come on now. He said, I thank you. When he was getting ready to feed the 5,000 plus the women and the children, he says, he broke the fish and the bread and he said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Listen, I've come to tell you, just in case you didn't know, the Father wants you to be encouraged because he always hears you. Oh, come on now. Come on now. He always hears you. I want to say it again. He's always listening. Come on now. Come on now. Ah, glory. Come on. I'm going to say it again. He always hears you. Ah, glory. So you think that you're by yourself. No. He's right there. He's right there. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. Ah, glory. Come on now. Come on. Get the understanding that no matter what it looks like around you, what you see in the natural is only temporary. Oh, come on. There it is right there. Woo, my God. He always hears you. And what you see in the natural is always temporary. It's always temporary. Oh, my God. Why? Because it's not what you see in front of you. It's what you can't see, what God is doing behind the scenes. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, glory. Come on now. Woo, Father, I thank you. Well, you know, first of all, high glory. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Why? Because the Bible says, in the beginning, when all things began, in the beginning was the word, okay? This is John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Okay? Then the Bible says, to those that believe him or receive him, he gave them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become the sons of God. Oh, my God. Woo, come on now. And we started learning yesterday that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, everything that God is and represents, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, it's within you. Ah, glory. It's not in the building. It's ah, glory. It's in you. You don't have to shake the hands of the pastor to get it. It's in you. You don't have to go to the building to get it. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. I want to let you know, if nobody else told you, everything that God wants to do starts within you. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, there it is right there. Everything that you believe in God for, it's within you. It's in you. Oh, man, I can't even get past this. It's in you. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God. It's in you. Well, let me show you. Father, I thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on, let's get this started. Come on, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, and let's go to the Word. Now, I made a statement. Now, listen, you know, I'm all about giving you clarity and understanding, but I made a statement, and I said that what you see around you in the natural, it's always temporary. And I just want to prove it to you, because if I tell you something, I have to show you in the Word, because that's what I do. That's my calling as a prophet and teacher of the Word. And now, listen, I'm not only a teacher in the kingdom, but I'm also a teacher in the public school system. God has called me to teach. Okay, that was my purpose. That's my, okay, everything about me teaches. Okay, that's my purpose. That's what drove me into ministry. Amen. I thought I was in ministry when I was at the ministry up in Phoenix, Arizona, and that was a good teaching starting ground after my father went home to be with the Lord. You know, and you know, when you're young, you're always trying to say, you know, for those who have grown up in going to church or whatever, my parents were both pastors and evangelists and prophetic. And you know, believe in healing and the resurrection and teaching behind the, you know, teaching from the Hebrew roots and perspective. See, when you understand, the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. And I want you to get the understanding today that what you're going through right now, what you see in front of you is only temporary. Because listen, the kingdom of God is within you, and that power that's within you is going to help you begin to see what God sees, okay? But let me show it to you. 2 Corinthians, let's go here. 2 Corinthians, come on now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let's look at verse 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Come on now. Listen, go ahead and share the broadcast with your people. We're not going to be long. You give me about 10 minutes. I just want to encourage you today. Amen. But listen, everything that you've been dealing with and going through, it seems like it's lasting forever. But no, it's just a temporary thing that the enemy is trying to mess with you. But God says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And here's why. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at what it says. For our light affliction. Okay, this is what Paul. Now remember, Paul is the one that, high glory, that was a part of the Pharisee and Sadducee sect. And he was actually getting letters from them to kill those believers of Jesus, those who were teaching Jesus, him saved and crucified. He was getting letters to have them killed. Okay, so he was killing his own brethren, his own people. He was killing those because they didn't understand that he was the Messiah. Remember, with all you're getting, get understanding, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. For our light affliction, whoo, which is but for a what? Moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are what? Seen, but at the things which are not seen, okay? So we don't look at the things which are in the natural, in our 3D earth realm, okay? That we can designate by our five senses, our seeing, our hearing, our tasting and feeling, all that good stuff. But we look at the things which are not seen because those things which are not seen are eternal forever. So when you understand that what you're going through, high glory, hey, Kisha, listen, God can cause you to go from pounds of debt into millionaire status in one day. He did it. He did it with Joseph. Okay. He was in the prison, and he came out to be the second highest in the land even with a jail sentence. Oh, come on now. The Father can take you from the prison to the palace in one day, just like he did Joseph. If he did it for him, God's no respecter of person. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now, get this. I want you to get this right now. God is doing something in your life right now. I know. Okay. Somebody's got some stomach issues going on right now. God says if you lay your hand right there, you'll go from affliction to divine health. He said, I wish above all things, John 3:2, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If you can receive this seed of the word in your heart, God can take care of the things in your body. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. See, someone's going to get some peace today. Yeah, You're going to get some peace because why? Because the Bible says God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot this is my new camera. And right now, whenever I'm learning these little gestures that I have to keep myself from doing all the time, amen, that it causes my camera to move is one of those nice little AI movable cameras, amen. But listen, I want to thank you for joining in because today is your day. You're going to change your whole situation by receiving this seed of the word that everything that you're going through is temporary. And the Lord says, if you receive this word today, before the end of this week, he'll turn your situation around 360 degrees. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, come on now, somebody give him glory. I'm trying to get this to you. See, all I'm doing is giving you the word. Now, okay, so yesterday we were talking about that the kingdom of God, the kingdom is within you, okay? God's power, okay? So let's go here. First of all, let's deal with this. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, okay? How does God, Elohim, how does the hierarchy, how does the organizational administrative structure of God's kingdom work? It's God's way of doing things. Here's how God works. And now listen, someone thinks that you're not worthy. But let me just show you something here. Genesis chapter 1. I want to show you something, and hopefully this will be a blessing to you, okay? Well, I know it's going to be a blessing to you because once you get it from the word, then you can take it to the bank, okay? Genesis chapter 1, look at verse 26. Now, remember, it's God's way of doing things, right? So, and God said, this is this word God right here, his name is not God, okay? This word that they use for God, okay, from the Hebrew perspective, the Hebrew definition is Elohim, okay? Capital E, Elohim. He is Elohim. He is the Father. He is the Creator, okay? So now, here we go. And Elohim said, let us make who? Man. It wasn't man. It was Adam, which means mankind, in our what? Image. So he's going to look like us, and after our what? Likeness. That means he's going to be able to act like us, and let them, okay? Here's where we come in, okay? Here's where you were already created in him, and let them have dominion. Oh, and let them have what? Dominion. What does dominion mean? Ruling authority. See, let me put that up in the first thing that God gave you was dominion, which means ruling authority. Amen. Ruling authority. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. It means ruling authority. Okay. You're going to find out that you were given the ruling authority at creation from the power of El Elyon, because he's the most high. He is the highest one in authority. Oh, my God. Remember, God's kingdom, God's way of doing things. Here's how God works, okay? He gave you ruling dominion over the what? The fish, the fowl. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. All the creeping things, and over what? Over all the earth. He gave you dominion. He gave you ruling authority over what? All the earth. Let me say it again. He, the first thing he gave you in Genesis chapter 1, when he went in himself and said, I'm going to make you out of the stuff that I'm made of, and you're going to have the same power and ability that I have. And the first thing he gave us was dominion. Oh, come on now. Someone type, I've got the power. It is so. Come on, type it right now. I've got the power. It is so. So God created, so Elohim created Adam, mankind, in his image. And in the image of Elohim created he him, male and female. Okay, here you go. Just to prove you were there. Created he them. And God did what? Bless them. Now here's the power of God giving you the spiritual empowerment first. This word blessing. Someone type, I'm blessed. It is so. The word blessing means supernatural empowerment to prosper and be successful. So that means, according to now, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, everything that you're seeing is temporary. But the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Your power source cannot be seen. But why? Because according to now, let's go to Luke. Come on now. Now let's go to Luke chapter 17. I'm just proving what the word has been telling you, but the enemy has tried to keep you blinded and ignorant. That's why he's called the Prince of Darkness. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Now we can prove it. Neither shall you say, lo, the kingdom is here, or the Lord is there. For behold, the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Everything that God is within you. Come on, listen. Type it right now. It's in me. It is so. Come on now. So the power is in you. The dominion is in you. The purpose is in you. The vision is in you. Oh, come on now. Woo, the success, the prosperity, the wealth is in you. The money is within you. The good health is in you. Oh, come on. The sound mind is in you. Everything that God created you to have and to do and to be, it's in you. Someone type, it is so. Woo, come on now. I'm just reading the word of God line upon line, precept upon precept, so that way you can't say it's my opinion. My opinion would do you no good, but the word is eternal. See, you don't believe me? Okay, here we go. Let's check this out. Okay, because I want you to see this, that God put all authority. Okay, now listen. Under the power of the word. Woo. See, and I'm gonna show you. See, I wasn't even going here this morning, but just so that way you understand how powerful the word is. Matthew chapter 24. Come on now. I want you to see this. Matthew 24. Come on now. Now remember, in the beginning was the word. He says, to as many as received him the word, he gave them his power to become the what? Sons of God. Your number one purpose in life is to find out who you are under the family relationship to your brother, Yahshua, Jesus, and your father, Elohim, God, okay? So now, Matthew 24, look at what he says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So what we're reading out of the word is eternal. So it's forever. You can take it to the bank. So stop looking at your circumstance. Stop looking at what's going on in your bank account or on your credit report. Stop thinking about what Pookie and them said about you, because they don't know who you are. They didn't create you. But God, Elohim, said, I created you in my image after my likeness, and I gave you my power and dominion, and I gave you a purpose. Oh, my God. I gave you a path of purpose. Whew. Whew, my God. See, when you understand that, you have a destination. Okay. See. Woo, my God. Someone's getting this already. Come on. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Jeremiah 29. Come on now. I'm just going to prove it by the word. Jeremiah 29. Look at verse 11. And we'll start at verse 10. For thus saith the Lord, after 70 years, seven means completion. Now, you already know that 5784 is your season of favor in the greater, and 2024 is your season of obedience to new beginnings. So this means if 7 or 70 means completion, then that means that you're in the time of new beginning, because it's already been okay. After 70 years have been accomplished at Babylon, I will what? Visit you. So he's going to take care of this personally. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost are coming down to visit you personally. Get your house in order. They're coming to visit you. Woo, my God. I will visit you and what? Perform my what? Good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. What is this place? Your place of purpose. Your place of destiny. Woo! The place of vision that God created you within you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I know. I've already had an intimate relationship with what I plan for your life. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of what? Peace. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And not of evil, to give you what? An expected end. Oh, my God. What you see right now is temporary. He knows your expected end, so you need to go to him to find out the steps. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall what? Go and pray unto me, and I will what? Hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Why the heart? This is the interconnection of your spirit and the soul, because all the seeds of your purpose are in your heart. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within you. Come on, somebody give God praise and say, I receive it. It is so. Now listen, in this season of obedience to new beginnings, 2024, okay? This will not be the time. Good morning, Patricia Boone. This will not be the time to be lazy and procrastinate and say, I'll just get to it later. No, when God gives you an opportunity, when God says, I'm putting this door in front of you, I'm knocking, if you'll come and answer and follow my steps, you will walk in my full capability in your life. Oh, my God. And here's, oh, my God. See? Ah, glory. See, this is why the devil didn't want you to get this. This is why the devil wants to keep you busy with temporary circumstances. The devil understands once you get the seed of the word, the Bible says, listen, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But when you get understanding, the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Once you get an understanding of the steps, an understanding of the word and the voice of God in your life, the devil can no longer come to you that way. That's what he doesn't want you to understand. That's why he keeps you distracted with mess. So how do we get rid of the mess? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. even as your soul prospers. Remember, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not stop. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. This word of seed time and harvest is forever. And as long as you sow seed into this good ground, into the ground of your prophet, of the ministry, you will always have God's harvest for your life. He will always cause favor and grace to abound toward you. What is the seed time? The period and time of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. What is the harvest? The manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. Okay. So how do we do this? I'm glad you asked. Okay. You do it by sowing seed. Jesus said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give back unto your bosom. God causes men to give you what you need, okay? It's coming from God, but God uses people around you in your life or not in your life, but they come in your life just to do the will of the Father for your life. Remember, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, shalom, and not of evil. So what are the ways to give? The first way is into the ministry. You can use our website at www.restoredministriesint.org. Woo, my God. Ha, glory. His shot. Woo, my God. Hey. Okay. And you can use, we have a PayPal app right there. And you can use that. Hey, glory. And you can sow into the ministry, or you can use the church Zelle and use our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com and sow a seed from your account straight into the ministry account. Amen. Or if you want to receive what is called the reward, the prophet's reward, from sowing what's called a teruma, according to Ezekiel 44:30. That's by sowing straight into the hand of the prophet. I am the prophet and supervising priest of this ministry. God holds me responsible for what is taught and what happens in this ministry. And according to Ezekiel 44:30, he says, when you give the first of all the first fruits of all things, of every oblation, the word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, and of every sort of teruma, it shall be the priest. And you shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or prophesy or speak the blessing of the Lord, okay, to rest in your house. Okay, how do you do that? By sowing into my Cash App or my Zelle or my PayPal that's right there on your screen. Now, listen, I want to be specific today. There are a lot of things that Prophet Tanya and I that we're needing to get done for the ministry. There's a ministry trip that I'm going on April 13th. But listen, when you sow seed, okay, you can sow what is called the new beginning seed. I'm going to type it in the comments. Okay. And that is the 88-88 or the 100-88-88. And you can sow that into the ministry, using Restored Ministries and or the website or whatever, or you can sow directly into the hand of the prophet using my Cash App at $MDBryant. And you can do the new beginning seed, okay? Okay, which is the $224 or the $2,024, okay? And this is the new beginning seed. No, I'm sorry. It's the 2024 seed. Sorry about that. I'm trying to type at the same time for Instagram, okay? Now, as you see it right there, when you sow these things, amen, you're going to cause me, the prophet, to speak the blessing of the Lord in and on your life so that way you can receive, listen, the blessing to rest and remain. See, the blessing is not just for finances. The blessing is to give you to clear up the fog around your soul, in your mind, in your subconscious, so you can see and hear clearly from the Lord. Okay, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Why? Because you need a clear head so that way you can hear and understand the voice and the word of God so you can go in your dominion and authority. Come on, sow your seed right now. All of you, sow your best seed. Amen. I want, listen. I know we have the holidays and I know that we have things that we deal with in our life, but no seed sowing, no harvest. The very answer that you need is in the seed that's in your hand. Until you sow the seed, God cannot bring the answer or the harvest from your seed. High glory. His shot. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you right now. As they sow seed into the ministry, you said to bring your tithes and your offering into my house, that there will be meat in my house. And prove me, God, prove yourself in their life right now. Who, as they sow the new beginning seed of 8888 or 18888, or as they sow the 2024 seed of $224 or $2,024. There's someone right now, you have the ability to do the 2024 to help the ministry, help us get some new things so that way we can start doing these things and start doing some other events. Do it now. Your blessing, your increase, your wealth and your prosperity, your healing is inside of the seed. Sow the seed and watch what God's, how God proves himself to you. Father, even as they sow the terumah, you say that I can speak and declare the blessing to rest and remain. Father, as they sow into my hand, into the hand of the prophet, I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord, which makes them rich and adds no sorrow. I declare the blessing that the blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed going out and blessed coming in. Everywhere they step is blessed. Everywhere they step, you give them dominion. Everything their hands touch, you give them and you bless them. And I speak it that it rest and remain in Jesus' name. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. We're going deeper. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you so much for joining and watching. Do the word is forever, and he will prove himself to you. Be blessed.